Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the Prayer Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping us to develop a deeper, more authentic and satisfying walk with God through our times of prayer. And today, it's part three of Prayers That Move God to Act. We're talking about how to pray so that God hears and acts. And this is the third part. If you've missed the first two, you can find them in the podcast series and the blog articles on my website, malcolmcox.org. So, a third bite at this topic, developing a healthy prayer life by praying in such a way as to be confident that God will act. Now, we can't make him act, but how can we pray in such a way that we're confident that, well, he might, he could? Sometimes being specific in our prayers can be very important and in life. And back in the 1980s, together with a housing association, my wife and I bought a part share in a flat. We owned 30% of it, and the association owned 70%. Well, after 18 months, because of work, we had to move. But in the meantime, the housing market had crashed. The property lost £14,000 of its value. Well, that's a lot of money now, but a whole lot more then. Now, we might have taken the hit. In fact, we would have if the split of the loss had been 30-70. But we had not noticed a specific detail in the small print. Profits were to be shared 30-70, but losses were wholly our responsibility. And there was no subletting clause. Well, we managed to make an agreement with the association for subletting, but it was over a decade, over 10 years before we could sell the flat without making a loss. Not being specific can have long-term consequences. Prayer is rarely satisfying nor meaningful if we go into our times of prayer without a willingness to be specific in our requests. Jesus was specific, think about it, many times. For example, when he prayed for Peter in Luke 22, verse 32, he said this, "I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail," that's very specific, "and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." A few specific prayer requests there that Jesus had made for Peter. Now, in the previous two articles, we discovered two principles. Prayers that cause God to be effective are, firstly, when God is who we are seeking, so we make him who we are seeking rather than the actual specific request. And secondly, prayers that cause God to act are effective when we are willing to be changed. So we go into our times of prayer willing to be the agent that God may use and to be changed ourselves. So let me offer a third and final thought. Prayer is satisfying when what we are praying about is specific. You see, there are times to relax in God's presence. There are times to be silent. There are times just to be there with God. But there are times to be specific. God does answer specific prayer. I mean, reflect on these words by the writer J.C. Ryle. He said this, "Prayer has obtained things that seemed impossible and out of reach. It has won victories over fire, air, earth, and water. Prayer opened the Red Sea. Prayer brought water from the rock and bread from heaven. Prayer made the sun stand still. Prayer brought fire from the sky on Elijah's sacrifice. Prayer overthrew the army of Sennacherib. Prayer has healed the sick. Prayer has raised the dead. Prayer has procured the conversion of countless souls." Now, the language is a bit dated there, but his points are correct. What he writes about is true. God answers specific prayer. Not so long ago, I prayed with a friend, and one of our prayers was for those who'd lost their faith. 2 hours later, through a combination of odd circumstances, I walked through a place where I hadn't planned to visit. I bumped into the son of a former member of the church, and he told me that his mother had said to him she wanted to come and visit the church again. And after that encounter, he visited the church, and his sister came regularly. Coincidence? Or an answer to specific prayer? I forget who said it, but I love the quote, "The more I pray, the more coincidences happen." God incidences are more frequent when we pray specifically. Let's seek God's satisfying presence and open our hearts to become submissive to his will and pray specifically for him to answer our requests. So just to finish off, a few questions. So firstly, what stands in the way of you being specific in your prayers? Is there anything that gets in the way? Is it past disappointments? Is it a fear of prayers not being answered quickly? What gets in the way? And secondly, what will you do differently? Now you've thought about this and now you've heard this and maybe even you've prayed about it. What will you do differently in your next prayer time? Also, do you have examples of answers to specific prayer? I'd love to know, and I'm sure other people that listen to this podcast and read the blog would like to know about that as well. So please leave a comment. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Let us all hear about this. It is a community effort. We're going to learn from one another here. When we learn from one another, we learn best. So please leave a comment and let us know what you think. Thanks so much for listening to this, and I hope it's been helpful and it helps your prayer life. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and a powerful prayer time. God bless.